I've been married, what day is today? Not even a month. But
not even 2 weeks. That's been 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks and 2 days?
2 weeks Friday was.
2 weeks and 2 days?
Yes, two weeks
and
2 days.
So you're like a newlywed.
Newlywed, yes.
Okay.
Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. If you're looking for an easy way to help keep your portfolio on target for retirement without having to link your account to yet another service, check out Divvy. Listeners can get a 10% discount. Go visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. That's one word. Before we begin, I wanted to give you an update about what's been going on. As you notice, podcast is not out its usual day. Last weekend, Hurricane Matthew made its way up the East Coast, and we live in North Carolina, which is 2 hours inland. So we did prepare because, yes, it's a hurricane, but we weren't really expecting much, and we were wrong. We lost power for a little bit, and the basement flooded. It took most of this week to get that taken care of, cleaned out, checked out, and fixed. So my apologies, but I hope you understand why we had to delay the podcast. And we're very fortunate and grateful that that was the extent of the damage for us. We're safe, we were okay, just a bit of a headache with the basement, but all things considered, fine. Unfortunately, there are people around the state that got hit hard. Cities and towns were flooded. Some of them still are, and they still don't have power. I know a lot of you like to reach out and help whenever there's a time of disaster. So if you'd like to make a donation but don't know a good option or where to start, I'd like to suggest the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. They're delivering food, water, and non-food essentials to the thousands affected. And for every dollar you give, the food bank can provide 5 meals. So if you want to find out more, please visit couplemoneypodcast.com/NCFoodBank. I'll have the links up in the show notes. Thank you so much for asking. Take care. Money and marriage can sometimes be tricky. One of the biggest issues out there for couples is figuring out how to handle finances together. Do you keep separate accounts and pay the bills? Do you throw everything into one pot? Or do you stitch together something else? Our finances, in a way, are a reflection of our values, personalities, and circumstances. I've seen plenty of different systems for different couples that work for them. On this podcast, I usually highlight and share stories from couples who have been through something. Maybe they successfully dug out of debt, they saved for their dreams, or they retired early. This week, it's a bit different. As you heard in the beginning, we're looking at newlyweds merging their finances. I recruited my buddy Annie Weimer to help out. In this episode, we get into how they're working on their finances together using separate accounts, how they smooth out cash flow with the half payment method, and keeping each other in the loop. So if you're getting married soon or just curious about how others are handling their money, I think you'll enjoy this episode. And just a heads up, because the basement still had water in there and our kids were inside the house, we did the interview in the backyard. For pretty much all of our marriage, we've done a combination of joint accounts for most things, along with some small individual accounts for items like personal spending or giving gifts to each other. It's something we're very comfortable with, and it felt natural to our goals and our personalities. I was curious to see how Annie and David handle their finances.
As far as bank accounts, no.
Okay.
I mean, we wanted to, but then because we're splitting off the bills, we're like, what's the point of it? Because he also is like, if I want to buy you something, I don't want you to see what I'm buying.
With separate accounts, they try to keep things even and fair by switching off who uses what for certain expenses.
We'll trade off, like one day if we go out, he'll buy dinner, or the next time I'll pay it just to keep it balanced. Don't have only one paid all of it all the time.
If the two of you have several accounts, it really helps to have one central location for all your numbers. We use Personal Capital to track all of our accounts, It's free and easy to set up. Other couples love Mint. You need a budget, every dollar to keep tabs. Annie and David prefer using a spreadsheet.
He loves using Excel, so he made an Excel spreadsheet. So whatever money comes in, it splits it into all the bills, and then it shows what's left at the end until the next month, and then it'll just calculate what we have.
Okay.
But yeah, we do, if we go make trips or something, we do look into what we have and then what's gonna be our budget for that trip, how much we want to use for it.
I think that's a huge key with joint finances, especially if you two have separate accounts. Both of you need to know the numbers, not just what's in your checking, but what's the big picture looking like. You should be aware of what's in each other's accounts. And no, I'm not saying this because I am assuming the worst, that someone's trying to harm the relationship or the finances, but really it's a boost for your money and your marriage. If you're a longtime listener, you may remember hearing about how Travis and his wife got into deep debt. Lifestyle inflation was a factor, but it was also lack of communication and transparency. Not having two pairs of eyes on it, the finances snowballed out of control until they were over $100,000 in debt and on the brink of bankruptcy. Please protect your marriage and money. Keep each other in the loop. Go on money dates. Talk about your big goals and also the day-to-day stuff like bills. Now, with Annie and David, they've worked out a system to keep their cash flow fairly smooth.
The way we pay our bills is we half it every paycheck. Like, instead of using 80% of your paycheck to pay the rent or to pay car bill and all the other bills, evens out that you'll have more money to save. If any emergency comes up, then we have that extra money.
Just because the two of you have separate accounts doesn't mean you can't work together on goals. Having something you're both working towards is a wonderful and practical way to build up your marriage. If you haven't already, why don't you put getting out of debt on your to-do list?
I have a credit card that I want to pay off. Mm-hmm. He has three. One of them, the ex-wife, is paying off, and then he's paying the smaller balance one. So we just want to get rid of those, pay those off. And, you know, I didn't want to have any credit cards, but we'll just keep one just for emergencies.
Okay.
But we want to pay everything off.
However you decide to handle your finances, please make sure that both of you are a part of it. Thanks to Annie for coming on the podcast and sharing how they're working on their finances together. We're going to continue this conversation Monday when Rod Griffin from Experian comes on the show, and we'll get into some recent survey of results about couples and money. We were both surprised by some of the answers given. So if you don't want to miss out, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's free and easy. We're out there on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and more. You can also grab the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. And thank you to our partners and sponsors. Please check out Divvy and Personal Capital when you have a chance. Their support helps me keep this show running. I hope you like the music. Our theme is from Gentle Regime. Music for the rest of the episode is from Lee Rosevere. Please check them out. Maybe grab a song or an album today. And I want to say thank you so much. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of your support. I appreciate all the shares, ratings, and reviews. If you have a money question or if you want to share your story, please reach out. I'm at l@couplemoneypodcast.com. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Take care.